You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Back in 2019, Club Wilbur of the Wilberforce Trust hosted their very first Bleeping Egg Hunt. The hunt lets blind and partially sighted children join in the fun of searching for Easter eggs as they can hear the eggs bleep from wherever they're hidden. We're joined today by Events Manager of the Wilberforce Trust, Ellen Harding, to hear about this year's Easter egg hunt. Hi, Ellen. So can you tell us about the Wilberforce Trust and the work you do?
Well, we have recently just moved into a brand new £8 million build where we look after our tenants, so our adults, and we have 30 self-contained apartments that they enjoy with supported living. And we also have a community space, a cafe and an events room. And we look after children in the whole of Yorkshire who've got a visual impairment. And also some of them have other disabilities. We look after them in terms of giving them events and activities that are easily accessible for their needs. So we have musical instruments, we have cooking, we have tactile activities. Probably once every 3 weeks we do something with them. But the Easter egg hunt is something that our operations manager developed just prior to COVID, actually, to give them a chance to do an Easter egg hunt. So she created these plastic eggs that have got a little switch on them. So the kids can walk around the field. We put baskets out with hay and soft toys and tents and little teepees and things like that. So they can go around and hear the noises of these eggs. They then bring that egg back and we swap it for a chocolate and then put that one back out for someone else to find. And there's probably about 30 of these eggs that are dotted about the site. And it's a really good day. Last year, we had the joy of a beautiful day. It's the first time we've been able to hold it on our own grounds. The kids and families come together. And last year, with it being such a lovely day, they all sat down, put their picnic blankets together and sat together and had a sort of Club Wilbur family picnic. It was absolutely lovely. So we're hoping for a dry day.
Oh, that sounds so wonderful for everyone. Not only yummy chocolate, fun Easter egg hunt, but all of those other sensory details, and the families get to take part and have a picnic.
It's a lovely event, actually. We've got to be mindful of there's some children that can't eat by mouth, so we have to provide a more tactile alternative. So we make sure that we've got some small soft bunnies or some squidgy toys or something like that that they can have in place of chocolate. But we do make sure that absolutely everyone is catered for whatever their needs.
And what kind of ages of Easter egg hunters have you had before? Do parents end up ever getting involved?
Parents get involved. We have lots of volunteers at come. It's one of our most popular events, and certainly on the Club Wilbur calendar, it's one of the things from our feedback that they enjoy the most. I think it's because we go all out to get as many Easter eggs as possible. So the stand of Easter eggs that they can come and collect is immense. It's absolutely enormous, and it's ridiculous the amount of chocolate that gets given away that day. And it's a free event. We get sponsored by different supermarkets and things like that. But our youngest Club Wilbur member is about 8 months old, and our oldest, 24. We go up to the age of 25.
And alongside getting to eat lots of yummy chocolate, what do the children enjoy most about it?
They enjoy seeing each other because they have a connection with these kids. I mean, they do meet up once a month for a cookery club in addition to our events. So to actually get together and have a run around the field is really nice for them.
Speaking of the weather, it's on Sunday. How can people learn more about it?
Well, at the moment, we are taking only our Club Wilbur members. But if anyone has a visual impairment in the Yorkshire area, they can come and join us. And there's absolutely no fee for joining. They can just come and join us. And every event is subsidised. You know, we charge very, very little for our events, a couple of pounds just to cover, you know, the bare minimum of stuff, but we do get fundraising from other areas. So it's not widely advertised. It's not a public event. This year, we've been lucky enough to be able to extend the event to invite our tenants in the afternoon. You can go to the Wilberforce Trust website, which is thewilberforcetrust.org.uk. All the information about Club Wilber's on there. You can also check out our Facebook page, the Wilberforce Trust. If you have a family that would benefit from our help, or you have a child with a visual impairment under the age of 25, then you can give us a shout and we can show you how to join us. We just need a small amount of information just to make sure that we're looking after you properly and we've got all your allergies and that sort of thing covered. And then we can just start sending you a list of what things we've got on offer. I mean, we've had pantomime where we've had a tour on stage to feel the stuff and the props before the show, and then the show was audio described through headphones. And we're going to Harry Potter World next month with an overnight trip with an audio describer per five people to describe what's going on and what people are touching and feeling there. We've got forest school, so you can go and sit in the woods and have this lady teach you how to do forestry craft. You know, a raft of different things that you can join and do. And as I say, it's about every 3 weeks that we have something going on. So it's worth it. So check us out on Facebook, Wilberforce Trust, or on the web. If you just Google Wilberforce Trust, we'll come up straight away and you can find out more about Club Wilber on there.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be hoping it's lovely and sunny for you on Sunday. Thank you so much, Ellen Harding, the events manager of the Wilberforce Trust, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Amelia.